Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. It's Christiana. Nice to have you here today. I wanted to apologize for yesterday, for last night, because I had my microphone plugged into my laptop and something happened where it disconnected, and then I tried, I don't know what I was thinking. I ended the episode and thought I could start it up again, but I couldn't because my plan on Blog Talk only allows me one show per day. So that got messed up and I lost a bunch of callers. So to any of you that called last night, I do apologize for that. And I am on my phone today for the show instead of the microphone. So hopefully this works better. We'll see how it goes. I apologize in advance for any technical difficulties. Let's see. So if you're out there listening, just click the number one on your phone and wait in line for a reading. Please check out my page if you want a reading that's more in-depth and send me a message. You can copy and paste the link into your browser. It's called a browser, right? Yeah, well, you can copy and paste the link and go there to my Facebook page and send me a message, and we can discuss a reading that's more in-depth. Okay, so I'm going to jump right into the readings. First caller is 561 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is, hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just want to know what you see coming up, you know, or any description about anyone I'll be going out with, any guy that I'll like.
Okay. I'm going to pull some cards here. So the first card I got was healing family issues. Your love life benefits as you forgive your parents.
It says what?
Your love life benefits as you forgive your parents.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the present card says new love. A new person has stirred your romantic feelings, or they will be, so you will be meeting someone new. Make the effort. Great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take. So if you feel guided in a certain direction, then take those steps to get there, to meet your new love. Also, you have to love yourself first before you can really love anybody else. I pulled that card as well. And this person could be the one that you actually, like, spend your life with. And they will be a soulmate. You also have to work on forgiving and learning. As you release and heal the past, you experience more love in your present moment. So those are the cards that I got for today. I hope you enjoyed your reading.
Oh, thanks. But it sounds like the near future.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
Oh, wow. No, I'm working on healing family issues, you know.
Good.
But, you know, with friends and stuff, yeah, like with friends, and, like friends I'm talking about, you know, there's one friend I kind of drifted kind of away from because it's like I felt like, how could I say this? It's like she's been here. If I had free tickets to go somewhere, I'd invite her, you know, things like that. I would, you know, give her, you know, you understand I was doing, and it's like not once have I ever been invited to her house, and I just felt like she wasn't, since, you know, that, how could I say it? I felt like, all right, I guess I'll give you a basic thing. I had, I made two friends, one that I guess found somebody, so I guess haven't seen. One friend was Susan, one was Wendy. Who do you think was the better friend, if I can just ask that? And I'll go with my what I think.
Was Susan the better friend?
Well, yeah, she found somebody. It's just like we drifted because I guess when somebody came to live with her, you know, and I guess how could we say it? It's like once her daughter came to move in, live with her, it kind of, I wasn't a fan. You understand, but her daughter wound up moving away anyway. So we kind of drifted, and Susan wound up meeting somebody and getting engaged. So I never, we didn't keep in touch. So she's the one that I knew first, hung out with first. But I'm just saying, which one did you pick up was nice? The one that, you know, on either one?
I automatically, the name Susan came to me first, so I'm just going to go with
No, that's why I'm trying to pull away from the other one, because it's like I just felt like she was, I was there, I was, I felt like I was being used, you know what I mean? So I just didn't bother.
Well, I hope that things work out for you and that you can resolve the issues that you have with them. I do need to move on to the next caller because it's one question per person today.
Okay, but great. I'm a person.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. Okay, next area code is the 415 area code. Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you? Hello, 415. Hello? Okay. I have to put you on hold to listen, and I will come back to you later if I can. Next caller is 865 area code.
Hi.
Hi, Christiana. Hi, how
are
you?
Hi, Christy. Hi, Christiana. Thank you for taking my call. What do you see or feel about a love connection, a mate, anything like that for me?
Okay, I'm going to pull some cards.
Okay.
So the first card I got was the past life relationship. You have known each other before. So
okay.
I'm getting that you were in a relationship, but there was a separation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
I feel that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you will meet someone new that'll be very romantic, and you guys will share those romantic feelings together. And know that your feelings are real and worth exploring, or they will be real when you meet this person. And just enjoy yourself and flirt. Extend your light-hearted energy to others.
Okay.
Beware of possible deception. You know, when you date, be careful.
Right.
That.
Yeah.
These people aren't deceptive, and if they are, try to avoid them. Okay. Well, that is your reading for today.
Okay, Christiana, thank you. Have a great evening.
All right, thank you for calling.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. Okay, are you still on? Okay. Next caller, the 631 area code.
Hi, Christiana.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
How can I help you?
I'm calling because the person that I had set up to watch my two babies while I go away to school for a week, August 5th, has backed out. So I'm just wondering if you pick up anybody else that would step in to watch them and if I would still be able to go.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
All that I'm getting is that there will be a male figure stepping in that is going to help you out with this.
Okay.
Do you know of anybody?
Just their father, and I really wasn't expecting that, but wow, I mean, he might surprise me. Do you get it?
Yeah,
father figure or just...
Well, a male figure, you know, a man. So I'm not sure who exactly, but
But it's definitely a positive that I at least will still be able to go and they'll be all right.
I'm getting that you'll be able to go still, yeah.
All right, yeah, because that was the main thing, too, because I really need to go. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. You take care.
Okay, you too.
Okay, next caller, 412 area code.
Hi, Christina. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question for me today?
Well, I'd just like to see what you see coming. I just moved back to my home state and what you see coming up for me in the next couple months, whether you think I'll stay or leave or if I'll meet someone, any romance or
anything.
Okay,
at your house, you mean?
And where I moved, where I just moved.
Oh, if you'll meet someone new where you moved to.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I feel compelled to pull a rune for you. Okay. Give me a moment while I look it up in the book.
Okay.
I'll get to your question more after I read some of this to you.
Okay.
I got the breakthrough rune, the transformation, and it says, here is the final rune belonging to the cycle of initiation. Drawing Degas, that's what the rune's called, often signals a major shift or breakthrough in the process of self-change, a complete transformation in attitude, a 180-degree turn. For some, the transition is so radical that they are no longer able to live the ordinary life in the ordinary way. Because the timing is right, the outcome is that assured, although not from the present vantage point, predictable. In each life, there comes at least one moment which, if recognized and seized, transforms the course of that life forever. Rely, therefore, on radical trust, even though the moment may call you to leap empty-handed into the void. With this rune, your warrior nature reveals itself.
Okay. Didn't really understand that.
Well, it's basically saying that this is a time in your life of transformation. So, like, in your attitude, the way you view things, all of that's going to be transforming into something
I would say, into something better than it is now. And it's just letting you know that when moments present themselves to you, you have to take the moment to transform, because it can transform the course of your life. And rely on radical trust. Just learn to trust in this process of transformation. Does that make more sense?
Yeah, but that didn't answer whether you think I'm going to meet someone, if this is the right place for me to be.
Yeah, I know. I told you that I would read the rune and then I'd dive in your question more.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
No, it's all right. Oh, I'm going to pull some cards for you. Okay, you'll be meeting someone new very soon. Clearly decide what you want so that it comes to you now. You and this person will have chemistry. There will be a strong magnetic attraction there. And lots of playfulness as well will be in the relationship. To recapture romance, allow your inner youthful spirit of fun to shine. So, yes, while you're in your new town, you'll be meeting someone very soon that you have good chemistry with.
Okay. Thank you so much, honey. I guess you're right. I am transforming since I moved. So, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, the next caller, 336 area code.
Hello, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to get a general rating as far as my finances is concerned. Excuse me.
As far as your finances are concerned?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll look into that in a minute, but I'm going to pull a rune and see what it has to say first.
Okay, sounds good.
If I can get the rune out of the bag, 1 second. Okay, so already I know that things are at a standstill. And that's telling me that in this period of time or in the near future, things are going to be kind of stuck for you, where you'll feel like you're not really moving forward and getting the money that you want. And having your finances all together.
Right.
So it says that positive accomplishment is unlikely now. There is a freeze on useful activity. All your plans are on hold. You may be experiencing an unaccustomed drain on your energy and wonder why. A chill wind is reaching you over the ice floes of old, outmoded habits. Okay. So
what
it's
does that
like,
mean?
It's just basically like the kind of like the seasons. Like it's like a winter freeze for you. That's what's going on with you. And it's all about life lessons. It's about learning to submit and surrender. And it says to be patient because this is a time of gestation that precedes a rebirth. So after this thawing out occurs, things will fall into place for you as far as your finances go. Does that make any sense to you, or do I need to clarify anything for you?
No, it makes sense. It makes complete sense. It makes sense to me.
So just be patient. Things will get better. I am getting in about a year that things will improve dramatically.
In a year? Oh, nice. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the reading.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. So I'm not sure if I got to you yet, but this is the 561 area code. Hello? Hello? 561. Okay, 312 area code.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
I was wondering, am I going to have a family with my current partner?
Okay. One second while I pull some cards. Okay, so I pulled four cards for you, and what I'm getting is that, first, this is a little off topic, but I'll get to your question in a minute.
Okay.
First, you need to learn how to express your love more and make romantic gestures towards your partner. I'm seeing that it's a time for passion in your life. Allow your heart and soul to sing with joy. That you need to also heal family issues. Your love life benefits as you forgive your parents, or not just your parents, but your family, people that have hurt you or deceived you or caused problems, to forgive them. And the last card I got has two little kids on it. One's a girl and one's a boy. So that tells me that, yeah, you will have a family with this person. And I'm seeing two kids. Like I said, a girl and a boy.
Okay. Well, you nailed the front half of it. Yeah, you. I know what you're talking about on the front three cards.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that.
Have you had kids yet, or are you planning on having kids?
I feel like I'm planning on it, but I just want to see if he's going to be the one to have them with. Like I don't know how much longer
it's
going to be.
He is. Well, I'm not getting a time frame, but with this partner, it will happen.
Okay, well, I really appreciate it. I was on hold, I think, two nights ago, but then it just totally disconnected. So I'm glad you showed back in.
I'm so sorry about that. I was having problems with Blog Talk.
Okay.
I'm glad you
called
back in.
Yes, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, though.
You're welcome. You take care.
Have a good night. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
347 area code? Hello? 347 area code.
I'm sorry. Is that good or bad?
Okay, I had to put you on hold. I'll get back to you in a moment. 954 area code.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How can I help you today?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. I just wanted to know, we recently did an ancestry for myself, and I think I could be adopted, but I'm not really sure because I don't really have any, you know, living close relatives that can sort of help me. And the relatives that I do have live out of state, and it's kind of like, so I was just curious what, if you have any thoughts on this.
Have you ever been told that you were adopted?
No. I kind of surmised somewhat, but I was never sure. So I'm just sort of wondering. I got in touch with some of the people on my ancestry list, and they were like, that I had shared close DNA with, and they were like very, you know, it wasn't like, I don't know. It was like they were like, I don't really don't know. I, you know, so I was just sort
well,
of curious.
I could be wrong on this one. I'm a little iffy on it, but I'm not getting that you're adopted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not getting that.
Right.
And that's basically what you want to know if you are adopted, right?
Yeah, well, I feel like I, you know, I really could pursue it. You know, the DNA says like I'm Irish and Scottish, and I was, my grandparents were from like Russia and Poland. So it's like I'm sort of, you know, saying like, what? So I was just wondering what your take on that would be. Interesting.
Well, that's about all the information that I'm getting is that you're not adopted. As far as the rest of it, it sounds like that it is accurate. Your DNA is telling you what your ethnic background is. DNA doesn't lie. But I feel like I'm not giving you a very good reading, so I can pull a rune and see what that has to say.
Okay, that's good.
It'll
I mean, I'm going to be 64 years old, so it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like anything, but the thing is, I'm just like really shocked at that, and I was sort of curious, and you know.
Okay, so excuse me. So I'm getting the Joy and Light rune. It's called Wunjo. It's a fruit-bearing branch. Okay, so it's talking about a period of trials and tribulations to a period of joy and light. I think part of it is this finding out about your ancestry and talking to some of your relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Joyousness accompanies new energy. Energy blocked before now. So it's telling me that this new channel of joy and light is opening with new energy because you're meeting these people, these relatives. And you're finding out more about your ancestry. Light pierces the clouds and touches the waters. Just something lovely emerges from the depths. The soul is illuminated from within at the meeting place of heaven and earth, the meeting of the waters. There is new clarity which may call for you to renounce existing plans, ambitions, goals. It is timely for you to do so, for Wunjo is a rune of restoration and of the self properly aligned with the self. Does that make any sense?
I'm not sure what exactly that would mean, like it's going to bring clarity and
Yeah, that's basically what it means. It's this time where you're exploring and finding out more about your ancestry and your history. It's going to bring clarity. It's going to bring joy and light into your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I just, so you don't feel that intuitively that I was adopted?
I don't feel that intuitively, no.
Mm. Yeah, because I've had other readings and they've said similar things, like, you know, so I was just curious. But all right, well, thank you so much. Many blessings. Thank you. Thank you.
Same to you. Thank you. Okay, next caller. I believe. Okay, 412 area code.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? How can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering, do you see me getting a job in the next couple, I would say, weeks or two?
Okay, I'm going to use my pendulum on this one.
Okay.
I have to get it real quick. Okay, so you're asking if you'll get a job within the next few weeks or months?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Will she get a job within the next few weeks? Okay, my pendulum is saying yes, that you will get a job within the next few weeks.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And
then.
Yeah. And let's see. And a little something off topic here a bit is the angels are saying for you to get a physical outlet right now.
A physical outlet,
like some kind of exercise program or something where you can relieve stress.
Okay.
And to believe in yourself that you can get the job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good news. I could see that because I have been exercising a little lately. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, that is your reading for today. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
You too. 561 area code.
Getting a job.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Do you see a job coming?
Okay. Are you thinking of a certain time frame?
Next couple of weeks. Next a week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yes, within about 3 weeks rather than two.
Three. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Welcome.
What a relief. Thank you.
And do you want me to pull a few cards for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I got a perfect card. It says manifest. So you have to, instead of being afraid that you won't get a job, think about what you do want, in a job. See yourself in that job, and you will manifest it more quickly. Also, take care of yourself. You're not really taking care of yourself very well. Mm-hmm. So self-care is important right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting the you are not alone card. So that's telling me that you've probably been dealing with some loneliness. Know that
yes.
you're not alone and that God and the angels are with you. That is your reading for today. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much. Blessing.
Okay, you take same to you and take care.
Thank you.
Okay, last caller, 347 area code.
Hello.
Hi, have I taken your call yet?
No. Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I guess I just wanted to see maybe if there was any messages coming in for me regarding the upcoming months because I will be starting a new school program and maybe some insights or things that the angels want me to keep in mind during this whole process, which could be a very stressful process.
Okay, I will pull from my Indigo angel deck. One second. Okay. So this is a time in your life of freedom and exploration. They're just recognizing that that's what you're going through in a positive way. Also, I'm having trouble reading this one, this card. It says compassion. Have you been in a place in your life where you've had to learn to be more compassionate?
Well, I guess more compassionate with myself in a sense because I have been feeling a little bit of self-doubt within me.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So definitely be more compassionate with yourself. And also, as you go through this process of learning at school and you experience all of these new things, know that you can share your wisdom with other people and that they'll be enlightened by it.
Okay.
That was your reading for today.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Take care now.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, next caller, 561. Hello, 561 area code. 561, hello, you're on air. Okay. I'll put you on hold to listen. So there's only about 6 minutes left on the show. I wanted to remind you all to please go to the link that I have in the description box, copy and paste it to your computer, your browser. I'm not sure if it's called a browser, but you know what to do. Copy and paste the link and go to that website. It is my Facebook page, and there you will find information on the services that I provide, my website, when I give free readings away, all that stuff. Information on my style as a psychic. So please go to that page, and if you like, you can also send me a message requesting a more in-depth reading. And there are times that I give away the free readings, so stay tuned. And follow my page. It's Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. All right, that's all we have for today, everybody. So I'm going to end the show now, and I wish you many blessings. Take care, love and light.